Stream of consciousness. Growing up, I never really understood gender. Being AMAB, I did see how boys were supposed to behave, and what behavior was not accepted by my peers. I had the blessing, curse perhaps, of mostly adhering to these norms. I still remember one of my sister's birthday parties. Playing a game led to me wearing a dress and ballerina shoes. For years, this was one of my earliest memories that regularly resurfaced. Back then, I did not understand why. In school, I was often accused of being gay. I had nearly only female friends, didn't like football, and danced. Not having met any boy I was attracted to until much later, I always just ignored it. After all, it was also what allowed me to have closer connections to some people who otherwise might have been cautious of me. After coming to terms with my sexuality during my later years in school and university, I started to notice some of the prejudices against me. I was bi, so obviously I could never be faithful. It hurt more, since it came from a gay man. Panromantic, polyromantic people were disgusting, said an ex-girlfriend, after I opened up to her. While that was only one of the times she abused me opening up, in a way, it cut deepest. Then I started questioning my gender. While my partner knew that I didn't care much about gender and gender roles, they still said they'd prefer me to not wear dresses or dress feminine, all while teaching me how to apply makeup. Not because they supported or opposed me being gender nonconforming, but because they saw no reason for mask-presenting people not to wear it. Now here I am, a mask appearing and feeling isolated. Not fitting into what society expects me to be, not feeling at home in my body.